Today, we welcome Chris Comerford, White House executive chef. She is the first woman and first person with Asian background to hold this post. Welcome, Chris. It's a pleasure to have you.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
What are your responsibilities as a chef?
My main responsibility as the executive chef of the White House is taking care of the first family. Just their daily meals, and of course, if they have any social functions or state dinners or any kind of entertaining, we take care of everything in the kitchen. Definitely, it's high pressure, because first and foremost, it's for the President of the United States, so, and also, like, of course, the visiting countries and the visiting heads of state, because you want to respect their traditions, you want to respect their protocol and dietary restrictions, so there are a lot of things to learn.
What about the White House garden?
We have harvested so much in that little garden, and in a span of 2.5 years, I mean, there's like there are at least 300 pounds of produce that we have harvested throughout the years. These are actual Italian eggplants that came from the garden. Eggplant is such a wonderful staple. And then what I did earlier is just grill this until it's charred. And what it does, it really just, you know, it's easy to peel, but then at the same time, it gives it a wonderful flavor.
Did you always want to be a chef?
I didn't know that I wanted to be a chef growing up. It definitely wasn't top on my list. I wanted to be a scientist. I went to the University of the Philippines. I studied food technology. But I think the more that I worked with food, and I always helped my mom cook for a family of 11, it's a huge family, so every day is like a banquet in our house. But not thinking that, that's what I'm really gearing up for. So when I was going to college, my dad actually asked me, like, why don't you go to Le Cordon Bleu, which is culinary school for international students?
Why should kids and teenagers learn to cook?
If you really make food yourself, you can control the taste, you can control the fat that's in there, you can control the salt, you can control the sugar. And at the end of the day, it's very rewarding because it's your own hand that made it. So be hands-on, work really hard, and then listen to your parents because they know you more than you think. So you know what, like, my experience, like what my dad was saying, at the time I just laughed at him. But actually he was very, very right. So listen to your parents and then just really help out your mom and dad cooking in the kitchen. So that's all.
To learn more about the White House and take an interactive tour, visit whitehouse.gov. For more information about other government careers, go to...